So today we're going to discuss the halacha, or the minhag, of not saying tachanun on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni this year is going to be coming out, falling out this coming Sunday, Bezrat Hashem. It's the day of Yud Dalet Iyar, basically the day, exactly a month after the day that the actual Korban Pesach was brought. A month later, there was another day, a second chance, for the ones who are Tamel HaNefesh or Bederech HaChukah, the ones who are not able to bring the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, Hashem gave them a second chance on Yud Dalet Iyar, the next month, that they could bring the Korban Pesach. And that's what's called today, even though we don't have a Bet HaMikdash, we don't have the Korban Pesach, however, it's still considered a mini Yom Tov called Pesach Sheni on Yud Dalet Iyar. And the Minag is not to say Tachanun. So now the question comes up. We have a klal that any day that Tachanun is not said on, The mincha from the day before, tachanun is also not said. The mincha from the day before, or if the day before would be Shabbat, tzidkat chasedek and mincha of the day before, which would be Shabbat, also would not be said. So the question is, does the same apply to Pesach Sheni? Meaning the day before Pesach Sheni, would you also not be saying tachanun by mincha the day before? Or if it was on Shabbat, like this year, the day before Pesach Sheni is on Shabbat, so would we also not say Tzidkatcha during Mincha of Shabbat? Or do we judge it differently than all the other Yamim Tovim? So in the Sefer Yalkut Yosef, in the Halachot of Vidui Nifilat Apayim, it's actually in the volume Tfilah, Hilchot Tfilah, Krach Bet, second volume, he writes on page Taf Lamed Hey. He writes a chakira. Not only Ashkenazim know how to say chakirot, also Sfaradim know. And he says, the chakira is like this. What's the reason why we don't say tachanun on the mincha before Yom Tov? It could be for one of two reasons. Is it because, and this is brought down by the Achronim, is it because we need to notify the public that a Yom Tov is approaching, a Yom Tov is coming up? For example, let's say tonight is Rosh Chodesh. So to notify everyone that tonight is Rosh Chodesh, what we would do is, the mincha before, we would not say tachanun. Is that the reason? Or is the reason, because stam, we just have a klal. We have a klal that not only on the day of a Yom Simcha, we don't say tachanun, but even the mincha before, we extend it a little bit. But not for any specific reason, but maybe that's the reason. So what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina would be on a day like Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, do we need to notify the public that Pesach Sheni is approaching? Not really. There's no halachic nafkamina on Pesach Sheni. There's nothing special that we do. Okay, there are minagim. Some people eat matzah. But nothing special that we do on Pesach Sheni. It's not like we need to say Yalev Yavo in Tefillah or say Halel. It's nothing special. So if it's the reason that we need to notify the public, there's nothing that we need to notify the public about. What's that?
Are we talking about today or back in the day?
No, today. There's nothing to notify the public about. But if the reason is stam, because we have a klal, that every day that we don't say tachanun, we also don't say tachanun, the mincha before, so that would also be. So then it would also include the mincha from before Pesach Sheni. So the Yalkut Yosef writes that he brings down various minagim. He doesn't express his opinion though. He doesn't express what his opinion is on whether tachanun should be said or not. So he just opens it as he closes it as an open discussion. However, in the Sefer Halacha Berurah by Rav David Yosef, this is in Chelek Zayin, the Halachot of Nefilat Apayim, it's on page Nun Gimel. He writes that usually, he writes down the klal that usually on days that we don't say tachanun, the mincha before, we also don't say tachanun, but he gives you exceptions to the rule. And he writes like this, V'yatz'u min haklal, the exceptions to the rule are, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the mincha before Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, he says we should say tachanun. V'erev Yom Kippurim, we should also say tachanun. Shabitfilat mincha shilfnehem, on the mincha of the beforehand, Noflim al Panahem. V'chen, and he writes, Be'erev Yom Arba'ah Asar Be'iyar. The day before, the day Arba'ah, the 14th of Iyar, which is Pesach Sheni. Dehainu Mincha Shel Yom Yud Gimel Be'iyar. He writes, Noflim al Panahem. And he writes in a footnote what his reasoning is. He says that since there's already a machloket whether Tachnun should be skipped or not skipped on Pesach Sheni. There are different minagim brought down. Okay, most of the Achronim write that on Pesach Sheni you should not say Tachnun, but there are some Achronim that say that you should say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. We don't hold like those Achronim. The widespread minhag is that Tachnun is not said, but however, to name one, the Chazon Ish said Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. So there are opinions that say. So if there are opinions that already say that you should say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni, then it's not appropriate to add on to it the mincha beforehand as well. And he writes over here also that his father, Chaim Avadia Yosef, Zichrono Levracha, agreed with him as well. That really, the mincha before Pesach Sheni, Tachanun, should be said. Have a great day, everyone.